passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show. No, your ears are not damaged. I am not Dr. Kevin. Well, your ears might be damaged, but nonetheless, I am not Dr. Kevin. This is Matt Connerton. Dr. Kevin, unfortunately, had a death in the family, so he is not here this evening, although he wishes he could talk to our great guest, who I'm going to be introducing in just a moment. But nope, this is Matt from IPM Nation. Of course, if you're a regular listener of this program, you probably already know that I am on here with Dr. Kevin. Typically, the first Thursday of every month, we do our thirst-quenching Thursdays. But every once in a while, he'll ask me to kind of jump in at the last minute and do an extra show, either to guest host or if he has a guest who bails on him or whatnot. And so here I am. He asked me if I could step in tonight, and I said it would be my honor. I told Chris right before the show started that I'll be the best darn Dr. Kevin I can be, but I don't think I can be Dr. Kevin because there is only one Dr. Kevin. So I'll just be me, and I will try to do him proud. And we have a guest whom I have never met, so this will be especially interesting for me because I love learning about new people. Cheryl Burns is with us. Cheryl, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad to talk to you. I did watch I didn't get to watch the whole thing, but I saw some of your interview with Dr. Kevin on his television program, Web of Light. Very, very interesting. So that kind of gave me an idea. So I do have a lot of questions for you. Of course, we should mention right off the top, you're the owner of Tangled Roots Herbal, and that's in Nashua, New Hampshire, correct?
Yes, it's in downtown Nashua.
Excellent, excellent. Well, the obvious question, let's get to this right away. What is Tangled Roots Herbal?
So Tangled Roots Herbal is an herbal shop as well as a metaphysical shop. So we carry a variety of different metaphysical tools. We also have the other half of the store, which we carry bulk herbs, and different natural remedies. We also offer a variety of different classes as well.
Yeah, so how long have you been there?
We opened in August of last year.
Oh, so this is really pretty new then. Wow.
It is very new, and we are growing rapidly. We are actually moving into a larger space February 7th, which is right next door to the old space.
Oh, that's fantastic, and that's good to hear because obviously you're doing well because, you know, as you know, I mean, nothing about opening a new business is ever easy. There's all kinds of challenges that people don't even know very often that they're going to face. There's always surprises and whatnot. So that is really cool and encouraging to hear about a new business that is, I mean, you're already expanding and you're already so new. That's fantastic. Good for you, Cheryl.
Yeah. Thank you. We feel very blessed. We've been very welcomed by the community here.
Excellent. Is Nashua, from what you have found, and I assume, like I said, because you're already expanding, that the answer to this is yes. But I'll ask anyway, because as a business guy and an entrepreneur myself, I'm really curious. Is Nashua a pretty business-friendly city, because I can tell you not all cities in New Hampshire are necessarily business friendly, particularly the city that I live in Manchester. It's very difficult for new businesses. Do you find that Nashua has been very helpful in terms of things like zoning and just all this stuff you do have to deal with as a business owner?
Yes, it has been. It's blown my mind how wonderful it's been. The support of the different organizations and getting the information out there, the support from other businesses downtown and including us and different events that they do downtown, has the referrals back and forth. I mean, just an abundance of working together, which is really beautiful to see, especially in what we do at Tangled Roots Herbal.
Oh, that's really cool. That's good to hear. I wish everywhere was like that. I wish everywhere had a business community that was so supportive. So that's really good. So you mentioned too, obviously, you know, you're more than just sort of a retail location. You have classes there. What kind of classes can people take at Tangled Roots?
Sure. So we have a variety of different spiritual classes. Actually, tonight we have a sold-out class. Our medium and healer, Lori Haynes, is teaching crystals class. I teach a variety of herbal classes, herbal health, aromatherapy. We also are flying in a friend of mine who's a shaman who will be doing a shamanic frame drum making class, amongst other classes, and that's going on in March. This is her third time to our store already, and she's very popular.
When you first opened this location, was that a component of the business right out of the gate, having classes, or is that something that you kind of added because you realized that there was a need for it?
It's funny. I really wanted to hold off on having classes. It was something I definitely knew we wanted to add at some point, but there was an overwhelming response of people asking for classes. And so I went ahead and reached out and found some great teachers. At the time, I was not in a place to teach, but we got it rolling, and it took up well, and now I've started to teach as well. So definitely something that was pushed and really wanted in the community.
No, that's really good. And, of course, obviously from a business standpoint, too, when you realize, when you're sort of confronted with a demand for something, as you said, an overwhelming demand, to be in a position where you're able to meet that demand and to have the resources and the contacts to be able to make that happen, that's I'm sure that's been a huge contributor to your success. In terms of people who come in there every day, I would assume, tell me if I'm wrong, but I would assume that a business like yours has a lot of repeat customers. You probably have a pretty steady flow of loyal and consistent clientele. Am I right about that?
Yes, we definitely do. And what's been even more interesting is the amount of what we call seekers out there who are walking down the street and just they don't know how they wound up there, but they knew they needed to be there, and then all of a sudden it blossomed from there, and that's why we did it, and it's been really, really beautiful to see what's going on in the world, in the community, the waking up. It's been divinely orchestrated, I think.
Tell me a little bit about it. You use an interesting, and I hear other people also using that phrase or similar phraseology. But when you say waking up, what do you mean by that, Cheryl?
I think that we're just having a big shift in the world. We've lived for so long where the earth has always provided for us, and we've sort of morphed into this materialism and the need for it, and then the working more and more to fulfill that within us. And I think what we're seeing is a big shift, and you know, we're seeing that the earth is not providing as much as it used to. We're seeing an increase in depression and anxiety from all of the go, go, go. And I think people are sort of waking up to, how do I find that inner peace within myself, and how do I connect more with earth, more with spirit, whatever that means to you?
Yeah, you mentioned materialism, which is obviously so pervasive in our society, particularly, you know, around the holidays, especially, of course, is all this pressure to spend lots of money and run up those credit cards and buy lots of stuff for people and get lots of stuff. But I think that you're really on to something with what you said, because people, I think, will very often come around to the realization, hopefully they do at some point, that things don't make you happy, but we're sort of trained or manipulated into believing that things do make you happy, so it's so important to go out and buy lots of things and always have the newest and greatest things. And yeah, it makes sense that a lot of the people that that come to you, that come into your store and show up for classes and whatnot, are people who are just now coming to that realization that, you know, they try to buy a lot of stuff to fill that hole within them, and they finally start to realize, well, this isn't working, so maybe there is something else better than, you know, just buying lots of stuff. I mean, don't get me wrong, the economy does depend on people buying stuff to an extent, but that's not all there is, and it's encouraging to hear you say that you think that there is a shift going on, and that more and more people are coming to that realization that there is something beyond materialism that is necessary for us to be happy and to thrive and to be connected to others and the world around us.
Absolutely.
Do you ever get anyone, you know, because you mentioned people will walk by and they'll feel compelled to come in. Do you ever get anyone who comes in who's kind of maybe just skeptical about whether or not, maybe they're just purely curious, but they're skeptical that you have anything that is helpful to them or that maybe this is the answer, and you have to kind of talk to them and maybe, I don't want to say gain their trust, but do you know what I'm saying? I mean, you must have skeptics mm-hmm. who wander in off the street.
Absolutely. I think the combo of having the half the store being the herb, it takes away, it softens, I think, the metaphysical side of things for people and makes them feel a little more comfortable. One of my husband's favorite stories is we had a couple come in, and the husband was very intrigued by the pendulums, and she kept saying, well, you can't do that. You have to have special powers to do that. And my husband was like, well, we all have it.
Right.
I've been doing it for as long as I can remember with a needle and thread before things got crazy. And he had to pull one out. And she just kept saying, you can't do that. You don't have to do that. And he worked with him, and his eyes lit up, and he goes, it's really moving.
Cheryl, not to interrupt you, but we're going to a hard break. Cheryl, stay with us. Everybody else, stay with us. Dr. Kevin Show, we'll be right back on Home Times Radio.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Home Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Mother Ocean. Hi, I'm Jimmy Buffett. West Indian manatees are one of the most unique animals on Earth, and we're still finding out so many new things about them. But manatees are endangered, and many of them are killed or injured each year because of watercraft collisions or other human activities. You can help save these gentle marine mammals. For free tips on what you can do, call Save the Manatee Club at 1-800-432-JOIN. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. We are live on Home Times Radio. This is Matt Connerton filling in for Dr. Kevin tonight, talking with Cheryl Burns, owner of Tangled Roots Herbal in Nashua, New Hampshire. And Cheryl, as we were going to break, I think some of what you were saying kind of got lost underneath the music as we were heading to break. So I want to make sure we get your full thought out there. I was asking you about skeptics, and you were talking about your husband showing people a pendulum and how that works, and about how someone said, oh, you need special powers to do that and whatnot. So if we can kind of go back to that, because I want to expand on that with you a little bit. But what was the little bit that you were saying while the music was going? I want to make sure we get all of that.
Sure. So I was just saying how my husband was kind of showing this gentleman how to work with a pendulum and use it, the very basics. And all the while he's playing with it and making it work, his eyes just light up, and he's like, no, I'm doing it. And she's like, no. And so we have situations in the store like that all the time. They're really fun. And again, that couple's been in several times since. So, you know, it's just a great example of people expanding their minds and having fun with it. And that's what we're about.
Do you agree with the idea that that everyone has some sort of ability, you know, beyond what we're taught that we have, you know, in terms of, just as an example, I will often hear, people who do psychic work, mediumship or whatever term you want to use, will say that actually everyone has this ability, but not everyone is in tune with it. Not everyone realizes they have it, or maybe they have even seen evidence of it, but they're sort of consciously themselves out of belief they have an ability. You know, you mentioned, you know, the couple comes in and says, well, you know, you need special powers to do this, and then they're proven wrong. Do you think everybody has a greater capacity for this than they probably even realize in many cases?
I do. I think we're all, you know, if you look at the science of energy and all the things that are coming out more and more that we're learning about energy and how it works, we can all tap into that within ourselves. I think what happens a lot of times is it's really shut down when we're children. I mean, we see children with exceptional gifts, and especially in this day and age, we're seeing more and more children that are born just that innately are in tune with it. And I think that, you know, as parents, we really need to take a look at that and realize that that's a gift. That's not an over, you know, active imagination. And a lot of times I think as we become adults, we tend to have that doubt that tends to happen over time. But I believe that absolutely we all have it. It's just a matter of re-tapping into it and believing in ourselves that we have it and trusting the information that we're given.
You know what I find so interesting, too, about what you were just saying and talking about how children have this sort of innately, and then they sort of have it driven out of them by adults. I've read that, there's this theory that when children see or communicate with what we would call imaginary friends, it's not necessarily, I mean, certainly people have imaginary friends when they're kids, but, or adults, if they're lonely, but that it isn't always necessarily an imaginary friend, that they might be communicating with someone on the other side, or however you want to say it, someone who's passed on. And or maybe they're connecting to that energy or something, or just being a ghost, or however you want to think about it. But I mean, what do you think of that? Because this is a theory that I've read about, but I haven't studied it. I don't know if you've studied that specifically, but do you think that's part of it? That as children, because we're more open as kids, we're able to possibly connect with spirits or whatever, and then of course adults say, oh, that's your imaginary friend, that's nothing.
Yes, I definitely believe that is very true in many cases. In fact, we're pretty passionate about it at Tangled Roots, and we have a program starting in March called Generation Intuitive, where we are bringing in, we're taking 18 for an 8-week program and teaching them how to embrace, how to manage their skills, their talents that they're having, meeting other people that are similar to them, The responsibility that's involved with having these gifts, whether they're clairvoyant or what have you. And the teens are going to be our pilot for our younger kids, which we will start up after the teens so that the teens can mentor in the younger kids' class, because we feel it's really important to be able to teach these children that are often being misdiagnosed as ADD, ADHD, sensory mm-hmm. disorders. And in reality, if we look at it from a holistic perspective instead of a medical perspective, I think we can really learn a lot from these children, and we can help them to better adapt and understand what's going on.
That is that's interesting. Wow. That's interesting for a bunch of reasons, but one of the things is, I have to tell you, I've never heard of anyone having, I mean, I'm sure someone else has done it, maybe not, maybe you're absolutely a pioneer in this, but I've never heard of anyone else having any kind of class or training with kids that specializes in that so specifically. That's really interesting. That's cool. I like what you're doing there. That is fascinating.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, no, that's great. And will this be the first, you said it's starting up in March, so this will be the first time you've had that particular class there?
It will, and our medium and healer, who also has a childhood education background specific in sensory disorder, is going to be running it, and we'll be taking 8 kids to start with.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
So
okay.
We're really excited about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you said something very interesting that caught my ear that I want to explore. This maybe it's kind of a big question, but you mentioned the word responsibility, and you mentioned part of the training with these students is going to be about the responsibility that comes with this. Can you expand on that? What do you mean by that when you say the responsibility of it?
Sure. So I think the biggest responsibility is boundaries amongst others. So knowing when it's okay to use those skills and when it's not okay, getting permission from another person so that we're not just walking around reading people's minds or reading people's energy. That is very much a
right.
personal space. And I think, you know, when younger people may not acknowledge that, and there's, you know, appropriate times to tell someone, and this is an actual example. We had someone come in and say that one of their sensitive children actually told another person that a ghost had followed them out of the house that they were in. And sometimes they don't exactly know how to say it, or when it's appropriate
yeah.
to tell someone that, and that can really affect another person. So that is really a responsibility that needs to be understood and respected, and that is a big part of, it's its own module in the program, so to speak.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I've noticed that very often, and it probably is done pretty consistently, but you know, before someone gives someone a reading that is unsolicited or tells them anything really of that nature, they will say, do you mind if I share something with you, or do you mind if I read you, or you know, if it's in a situation where maybe it isn't clear. I mean, obviously, if someone sits down for a reading at a table at a event or something, you know, there's the consent is there, but
right.
And obviously it makes sense too that you would want to teach that to kids, because you know, kids are kids and they're not going to necessarily realize that. And also too, the other
exactly.
thing too the other thing too that you mentioned that was really interesting is ADD, ADHD. Dr. Kevin, as you're obviously aware, has written some books about this, Managing the Gift, which is fantastic, and he has got all kinds of training around that, and really focusing on how, you know, we're sort of taught that this is some sort of a mental illness or something, ADD, ADHD, and that, you know, it really shouldn't be It really shouldn't be addressed that way because it can be a gift. And a lot of this is something that a lot of very highly successful people have. And there can be advantages. And I believe I have it, and I'm, you know, undiagnosed, but I think I have some form of it. But it was interesting the way, you know, you link that to what you were talking about in terms of the training and people using their gifts, because that made me think, well, you know, Kevin always talks about managing the gift. And do you think that very often, or maybe not very often, but do you think it's not unusual for there to be instances where someone who seems to have ADHD or would be perceived that way actually has something else going on metaphysically or whatnot that maybe they're not able to recognize or others around them aren't able to recognize?
I do, and we see a fine line between, especially with empaths, in that, you know, they are on sensory overload, and they're feeling everyone's feelings. You know, everything is amplified to them, and so that can cause this severe, you know, burst of energy, and it's hard for them to pay attention because so much is happening at a greater speed than what a lot of us are used to feeling. And so I definitely think that's a big part of it. And I think that they're coming in wiser beyond their age. And this is this type of person, the traditional scholastic, the classroom is not working for them because they are so highly sensitive, because they are wiser beyond their years, because they're here to teach something to us that's very different from what we do in a typical classroom.
Yeah, I can relate to what you were saying about being empathic and whatnot. Cheryl, this is great. I really look forward to continuing this discussion in a moment. We have to go to a break. We are live on Ohm Times Radio. This is the Dr. Kevin Show, and we will be right back.
The Real Conscious Connection, Ohm Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pasquale and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Ohm Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing and a summer evening. It's everybody over for Sunday dinner and your family sleeping in their own beds at night. Making home affordable is a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back, everybody. This is the Dr. Kevin Show. We are live on Ohm Times Radio. As Dr. Kevin likes to say, changing the world one ohm at a time. That sounds cooler when he says it, I know. But this is Matt Connerton. I am in for Dr. Kevin this week, and I am talking with Cheryl Burns, owner of Tangled Roots Herbal in Nashua, New Hampshire. I should mention, too, and I think I referenced it before, but Cheryl also was on a recent, very recent, I think, right, Cheryl, episode of Web of Light, Dr. Kevin's television show?
Yes, very recently.
Okay, good. Yeah, I found that today online. And, yeah, for those who are listeners to this program but have never seen Web of Light, please check it out. Very, very good. I've been on there a few times now, and it's always a good time. And, Cheryl, I want to ask you about misconceptions, because obviously, you know, as you well know, in this kind of working in this realm, a lot of people who don't know much about it have all kinds of misconceptions about all kinds of things. And I'm curious, with herbs, you know, what are some of the misconceptions that you deal with, or questions people have where, you know, you're kind of rolling your eyes, you know, not that you would roll your eyes at somebody, but maybe in the back of your mind, you know, somebody's asking you something, in the back of your mind, you're going, oh, this again? Tell us about some of those, because I'm sure it happens.
It doesn't happen that often, actually. I get more people that are just really curious. We focus a lot more on spirituality and so I think that people are starting to see that in their yoga classes, you know, meditation, things like that. So they're becoming more aware of that world. Anything, I get a lot of the misconception in terms of, you know, how stones carry energy and how does that work, and we're seeing so much science behind it now, and so I do get that select group of people who need that science portion. I get more curiosity than misconception, and I'm trying to think of even a time that I've had someone say, oh, that's spells or that's witchcraft, and I really haven't. I haven't.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's encouraging. To hear, actually, I can tell you, and part of why, and this probably colors my question a little bit, is I am a hypnotherapist, and I can tell you, this is something I deal with all the time, is the misconceptions people have about hypnosis and how it really works, and, you know, based on what they've seen on television or in movies and whatnot. So I'm constantly dealing with people's misconceptions. It's encouraging to know, that's not something that you're dealing with as much, because obviously that makes what you do much easier if you're not constantly having to explain to people that, no, it's not what you thought. It's really this.
Right.
So that's good.
Similarly, I would think, we have dealt with a little bit of curiosity in how, our medium Lori and her sessions work, because of all the psychics out there, and, you know, are you going to tell me when I'm going to die? You know, what are your sessions going to be like? And so I've gotten a little bit around that. I would say that's about the only area.
Okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. So let's talk a little bit about your history, your journey. What got you into this? I was reading on your website. I read your bio, and you were talking about, you know, since you were a kid, you were, you know, mixing things together, creating your own, you know, concoctions and whatnot. But I mean, tell us a little bit about your journey and what brought you here to now having a successful business.
Yeah. So my dad loved to be in the art as a, and my whole life. And as a child, I really loved being in the forest. I loved being outside. As I became a teen, the whole, you know, girly concept of face masks and all this stuff came about, and I loved mixing different things. My dad was more of a flower person. I put it down for a long time. I went to college and did the college thing and got my degree like my family wanted me to. Spent years in corporate America, miserable. And miserable. I had a good run, but it wasn't my sole plan. It wasn't what I love to do.
In common. I hear you on that.
It's rough out there. I found a spiritual church while living in Connecticut, and there were a few herb classes, and I really fell in love with that portion. When I came to New Hampshire, I started exploring different avenues of different teachers here. I went to Herb Stock, and I just kept learning and learning until I signed up for a full program. And I've owned a business before. I love providing a place for people to come. I really wanted to build community, and I think that needs a place. And I was meditating. I had a pretty serious medical thing happen, an almost death experience, I guess. And wow. I was meditating during my healing process, and it came to me, and I asked my guys, are you sure? Is this what I'm supposed to do? And the wind, it was a totally dead day, and the wind just went nuts, and that's how they speak to me. So I said, okay. And a month later, we opened the store. So it was fast and furious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Huh. And so you're not from here originally. Were you born down south?
I was. I was born in South Carolina. I spent most of my childhood years in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Gotcha. Okay. So what was it that brought you? I mean, why New Hampshire? I mean, do you like cold weather? Why did you end up here?
I did like snow when I moved here.
Really? Yeah.
Now I realize that you actually have to shovel it and stuff. It's not just on TV pretty. I got divorced and I was living in Atlanta, and I had a coworker who lived up here when we were in sales. We had different territories, and I wanted change. I've always loved moving to new places, and I said, what the heck, I'll give it a go. I came here for 3 months and I didn't leave. So I just stayed here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, sounds like it was meant to be. So that's wonderful.
Yes,
and
it was definitely meant to be.
Now you mentioned, so obviously your husband is involved in the business. Does he do? I mean, is he? What does he do there? What is his specialty in all of this?
So he's actually retired from the military. He has 26 years in the Army, and he will actually be done in March. So he helps out now and then, but he is also very spiritual, he keeps this pretty private, but he is going to be teaching our beginner pendulum class, which is coming up this coming Tuesday.
No kidding.
Which,
wow.
Yeah, he's excellent with a pendulum, and so that's what he's excited about, and that's kind of where he's going to be going with it. And we're going to figure out what he wants to do next. So it's kind of open right now.
Yeah, that's great though that he is involved and whatnot. The business that I run, IPM Nation. You know, my partner is Jen, she's very much involved in it with me, and it definitely, you know, it's just a nice thing. I know that there's some people who probably feel like, you know, you don't necessarily want your partner involved because you want your thing to be your thing and let them have their thing. But I think for some people it works really well, and it sounds like it works really well for you and your husband. So that's wonderful. Do you have any intentions to open? I mean, I don't know if you're thinking this far ahead, but and obviously you're already expanding your current location, but is this something where you ultimately want to have several different locations and kind of expand geographically as well, your business? Or do you have a long-term plan, or is it just going to kind of take you where it takes you?
I think a little bit of both. When I first opened, I thought about, I'm one of those, I think like a lot of metaphysical or spiritual people, that when we travel, that's the first thing we look up to, because all of them are different. And we never really know what we're walking into from an energetic perspective, you know, from a lot of different things. And so I had really thought a lot about having, whether it's franchised or having several locations. And we'll see. We'll see where that goes and if that's what we end up doing. I know my husband had originally planned to retire in Arizona. So at some point, I think we will probably end up out there and open another store there. And, you know, who knows, have this one managed. It's down the road. We just opened. But we toss around the idea of that as well.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too, in asking you that question, part of me feels badly because I ask you a question that people ask me, and I always hate it when people ask me, you know, it's like the dreaded 5-year question. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And it's like, oh, come on. I have no idea. I'm just going to work hard at what I'm doing and see where I end up. But obviously, too, you know, as a business owner, it's always hard not to at least be thinking a little bit about, well, you know, maybe in the future, you know, you mentioned Arizona, which is, probably that'll be a good place to go if you come to a point where you realize you are officially over it as far as the snow. So wouldn't blame you a bit. Dr. Kevin lived in Arizona for a long time, and he ended up coming back to the snow. I want to ask you a little bit, and I know we're going to be coming up against another break, but we can start here anyway. I want to ask you about advice and guidance you may have for people who want to do this, who want to kind of get into this realm, not so much on a business level, because you don't want to be creating your own competition, certainly, but people who are just kind of on the edge of people who are curious about it and who want to kind of go down this path of spiritual path or even just learning more about herbs or whatnot. I mean, what should people do? Where should people go for guidance? Oh, and there's the music. So, Cheryl, hold that thought. Now that I've posed that question to you, we'll tackle it on the other side of the break. You're listening to the Dr. Kevin Show. I'm Matt Connerton in for Dr. Kevin this week, talking with Cheryl Burns, and we will be right back.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. The majority of victims know their attacker. It could be your friend, your neighbor, or someone you met at a party. If you said no, it's rape, and it's a crime. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN. Call the National Sexual Assault Hotline today at 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Dr. Kevin Show. I am Matt Connerton from IPM Nation, in for Dr. Kevin this week. And I've been talking with Cheryl Burns, and this has been wonderful. And we'll continue that in our final segment in just a moment. But I do want to say thank you to Dr. Kevin for entrusting me with his program. I'm on once a month with him. The first Thursday of every month, we do our Thirst Quenching Thursdays. But occasionally he'll ask me to step in at the last minute if a guest cancels on him or whatnot. He knows I can't resist. I cannot resist. I cannot say no to Dr. Kevin. And, of course, if we're in a situation where he just needs a guest host, I think this is only my second time actually guest hosting the show. But it is an honor and a privilege to be able to do that and that Dr. Kevin would ask me. For all I know, he asked 10 other people and then he asked me. But I'll assume he asked me first. And so thank you to him. And, of course, thank you to the great people at OM Times Radio. OM Times is a great organization. And, you know, I always get to chat with Chris for a brief moment before coming on to the show. So that's I always enjoy that. And Cheryl, I'm saying this to you now, even though this is more of an end of the show comment, but I don't want it to get lost in the outro music. So I want to make sure I say it now. This has been really, really great. I love what you're doing, and I wish you continued success. And I've been really enjoying this conversation. And of course, it's not over yet. We've got a little bit to go, but I wanted to make sure I said that to you now because I don't want to lose it at the end. Because I mean it sincerely, and I'm very, very impressed. I've not been to Tangled Roots Herbal yet. I'm going to have to pay a visit there, but I've been looking at the website and looking at stuff online, and you've got a great thing going. So I think that's wonderful, and I'm really glad I had the opportunity to interview you. I want to pick up on, I asked you a question right before that break hit, but where should people go, or what should people do? What advice do you have for people who are just sort of getting into perhaps the spiritual realm for the first time? And because there's a lot of resources out there, but not all of them are necessarily good. Not all of them are necessarily helpful. You can be misled. So what advice do you have for people who are first getting into this?
Sure. And I just want to say really quick, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been great, and for your kind words and support. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cheryl. Thank you.
So I think it's really important to research, to learn, to take some of the classes. We have a lot of beginner classes going on right now because that's what we're seeing as popular. If it's herbs, go to Herbstock in Somerville, Mass. They do a great job. You can meet a lot of different teachers. Find out who you bond with. Same goes for spiritual. Finding your tribe, that's what's important. Find the people that are like you that you can connect with. Create a community. We also have a book club, and that's free. So, other than purchasing the book, we try to have local authors, and the author actually comes in for a Q&A. So it's a great place to learn a lot of information and to connect with other people. So there are lots of resources out there. So I just say ask. If you come in the shop, we're happy to direct you in whatever way we can, connect you with whoever we can.
Fantastic. And what about online? I mean, you've got a great website, I want to make sure, here it is. I thought I closed the window. TangledRootsHerbal.com. There's a lot of great information on here, actually. You've got a nice site. You've got a blog page, which is really cool. And that's kind of essential nowadays, but it's also very clean and easy to navigate, which is important, especially in this era where everything has to be so mobile friendly. Do you find a lot of people contact you through the site for information, or is it more word of mouth and people just kind of stopping in when they connect with you for the first time?
It's been a lot of word of mouth. It's also been, I do a lot of social media, a lot of stuff on the back end of the website so that Google searches make it easy for people. And so mostly they're finding us that way. I do want to make note, our goal for 2017 is to have our classes online, so people who are unable to attend a class, whether it's time or location, they will be able to purchase the class online and watch it at their convenience. So that's something really exciting we have coming up this year.
Yeah, no, that's really great. And this is part of why I think you're successful, Cheryl, because you understand in the modern era, the marketing. You mentioned social media, which is so important, which you're doing, which a lot of business owners don't quite grasp, and you mentioned how making sure that you're showing up in Google and that you're easy to find, that you're searchable and whatnot. Another thing that a lot of business owners don't understand, you mentioned the online classes. So, obviously you understand how important that is, how big online education has gotten. And that's only going to continue to grow. So I think that what you've, because again, I'm a business guy, so I can't help but think in these terms, but I think what you've got here and why you're successful is obviously you've got a great business, a great product, a great service, et cetera, but you also understand the marketing and, you know, and with your corporate background too, obviously, I'm sure, I would assume anyway, that everything from that, your experience there, along with your education, obviously, I'm sure that all helps in terms of having a successful business. And it's not, you know, it's not just a matter of, I mean, obviously it's part of it, you know, what does the universe direct you to do and the path that the universe has put you on, and you ended up in New Hampshire and have been, you found a great community to do this in, but it's also so much of it is your experience, your education, and just knowing what to do to make sure that you're connected online. And I think that is so important because I'm sure that you've seen a lot of businesses, businesses similar to your own that have failed because they don't know how to connect with the marketplace. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that. And my 14 years of corporate were not wasted. I learned a lot, and it definitely prepared me for this. In this day and age, you have to stay up to date on, you know, on the Google slaps, so to speak, when they change everything up, and it's a lot of work. But at the same time, it's how people find you, it's how you bring people in, and it just is the way the world is going in terms of sharing information.
Exactly. It's so important to do all of that. Now, do you do all of that yourself? Do you have help, or are you the one who handles all of that part of the business?
It's all me.
Yeah. So
for
you
now,
know it. It really is a lot of work.
It is. For now, that is something I would love to be able to hand off. But
oh, no doubt. No doubt. Well, but then again, it's also one of those things that, you know, if you want it done right, yeah, maybe it's better if you do it, because it seems like so few people understand that and the importance of it. I mean, I think most people understand the importance of social networking for marketing, but everything else, I'm not sure most people get. And what about the website itself? Did you build that yourself?
I did build that, and I manage it.
Yeah, excellent. Have you built websites previous to this, or was this your first one?
Nope, that was my first one. I did it through Squarespace. And yeah, they make it fairly easy. I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
Yeah. No, it's a great-looking site, and it's mobile responsive, which is so important because obviously, you know, in this era too, one of the things that's interesting about web design to me, and that's an odd sentence in and of itself, and the entire audience is probably thinking, what could possibly be interesting about that? But what's interesting to me is how websites in the last 4 to 5 years have gone from, you know, the psychology is, or has been in the past, you need your website to be very busy and look like it's very, very content heavy because that looks like you've got a lot going on. And that's true to a point, but now there's been this move to kind of streamline everything and actually make it look very clean because people are accessing content on their phones and on their tablets. But especially if someone's accessing it on a phone, it's so critical to have a mobile friendly site, which yours obviously is. You've got a lot of great information on here, but it is very clean and streamlined. I know because I tested it. I pulled it up on my phone to see what would happen. It looks great on my phone. So, and that's another thing that a lot of businesses don't seem to understand the importance of that. Cheryl, we are almost out of time. So I want to make sure, is there anything that we didn't cover or that we didn't mention that you want to make sure you get out there? I don't know if you want to remind people about upcoming classes or whatnot, but anything that you want to share before that music kicks in and we get drowned out?
Sure, yeah. So we're located downtown Nashua on 93 West Pearl Street. You can find all of our classes online. We have the pendulum class coming up, which we only have a few spots left in. We have an aromatherapy class coming up right after that, all of which you can find on the website. Excited about our book club. If that's something people are interested in joining, you can also find that on our website, which is www.tangledrootsherbal.com.
Great. And I'm sure, too, it's easy to find you on Facebook. People can like your page and whatnot. And, you have a lot of great stuff going on. Very, very positive. And are you open every day? Or are you open 7 days a week there?
We are closed on Sundays and Mondays. We're open Tuesday,
okay.
Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 to 6, and Thursday from 11 to 7.
Okay, good. Well, you know, everyone needs a break once in a while.
that's
good, yeah.
And so I do it.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. That's very, very important. And Cheryl, I do want to thank you again. This has been wonderful. I don't know how much of a heads up that you had that it was going to be me instead of Dr. Kevin, but in case you didn't have any heads up, surprise. but this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, and thanks everyone for listening. I'm sure Dr. Kevin will be back next week. Thank you, Home Times Radio. Matt Connerton signing off on the Dr. Kevin Show. Good night, everybody.